I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts A to Z on KDFC. The visual artists who became known as Impressionists, people like Claude Monet, Degas, Renoir, weren't concerned with producing realistic paintings as much as stretching techniques with color, light, and shadow. And the musicians that followed and were also called Impressionists, Debussy is probably the best known example, were after the same goal. There are two works by Debussy known as Images, or Images, one for piano and one for orchestra. This section is called Reflections in the Water. Both the solo piano and orchestral image use the harmonic language that was continuing to pull away from the rules of the classical and romantic eras, where keys no longer worked in the same old way they always had. Sharp edges were softened, colors combined in new ways. Debussy said in a letter that music could do a better job than painting capturing the play of light because painters were only able to show a single moment and music included the passage of time. When we say impromptu outside of a musical setting, it usually means spontaneous or without being planned. This is the first musical piece to be published with the title Impromptu by the Bohemian composer Jan Vaclav Voršišek in 1822. It might be a piece that's meant to sound off the cuff, or as some have suggested, that the original idea came to the composer out of the blue. 5 years after Voršišek, here's a Schubert impromptu. Chopin would write 4 impromptus. Here's one of them at a breakneck pace, courtesy of Leif Ove Andsnes. Although Claude Debussy never wrote any impromptus, this is one by his countryman Gabriel Fauré. And that's the State of the Arts A to Z on Classical KDFC.